What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Wow, for this very special installment of What's Cooking, we have Mr. Delaney Davidson in the studio.
Hey.
Kia ora, good evening.
Kia ora.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
How's your summer been? Because you played at Save the Bee end of last year.
God, that's right. Well, it's been all over the place, really. It's felt like, I keep thinking about it and it feels like a really short summer, but then I think about all the different... I ended up going to lots of different places. So I went to Whakatane for a little bit of time and then down to Golden Bay. It was amazing. And then went and did some shows in Melbourne. So when I think about all that, it feels like it's actually been pretty packed summer and lots of good stuff going on.
But
when I think about summer at home, I'm like, oh, it was like 2 weeks somewhere.
So you're just playing shows pretty much the whole summer, is it?
Well, I mean... December wasn't shows so much. It was more just hanging out with people. Went and saw Tamaiti up in Whakatane and saw his amazing show he did out at the Point with the NZSO and Big Kapa Haka. That was something else. Really amazing thing.
Wow.
And then Golden Bay was to go and visit my former wife and her whānau, who all had come over from Switzerland. So it was really good to see all them again.
Oh, wow. The summer of catch-ups.
There's catch-ups, there's beautiful times, there was work times, there was gigs. It just felt well-rounded.
Hell yeah. Now, you've selected a whole bunch of songs for us to listen to this evening. Is there a first song that you'd like to maybe start us off with?
Well, I mean, I was just talking about this album I've made, and one of the things I've slowly realised is that years ago, I woke up at a friend's place on a Sunday morning and I really wanted an album that would suit that mood. And I just realized recently talking about it lately that that's the album I've made. And so some of these songs I've selected have that feeling in them. So why don't we go for the Kris Kristofferson track first?
Oh, of course. Oh, we have that.
And it's not Sunday Morning Coming Down.
No, For the Good Times, is it?
It's called For the Good Times, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. Life goes on and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good times I'll get along.
So I'll get along.
You'll find another. And I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time up for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head on my pillow. Believe you love me one more time. For the good times,
got our own stuff. That is Chris Christopherson with For the Good Times. Now, Delaney, what's on your radar for the rest of the year? You got some
This album release March 22nd, and then we've got the album release tour, which will be amazingly with Chamber Music New Zealand and the band I've put together, which is a super dream team with Chris O'Connor, Heather Webb, and Carla Camilleri. So that's in April, which will be the 4th in Nelson, 5th in Hastings, 19th in Wellington, 20th in Auckland, and 27th back in Christchurch.
Wow.
Yeah, so five shows, and that'll be one of the first times I've attempted to so faithfully reproduce the album in a live setting for the release of
right.
the album.
So every little detail that's now like egg shakers and everything that will be in there.
Yeah, every little egg shaking you've ever heard in your life will be come to the show, it'll be there.
Oh, awesome. And then you're going to go potentially, you will go overseas.
Yeah, June, July will be over in Europe. So that's from Eastern Europe, Serbia, Bulgaria, Romania through Austria, South Germany, up into Holland and Northern Germany, make two shows in the UK, and then back down for some potential Belgian stuff and maybe looking at Scandinavia, trying to sneak it in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Do you get quite is that sort of your favourite part of being a musician, is the touring around the world aspect, or do you like recording? Or
it used to be. I mean, touring used to be a huge part of my, I guess, identity and travel life. Yeah, I had this idea that I always noticed before, 10 days before I leave here, I start really appreciating everything about home. So it all becomes super precious and you're kind of scared to go to sleep because you'll miss out on something going on somewhere, or driving around in the night in the top of the hill looking out over the sea, whatever you do. So years ago I thought, this is great, so I'll just never spend enough time in any place that I'm always feeling that way.
Yeah, right.
But it didn't quite work out like that. But a lot of touring, that kind of led my life for a long time. But I mean, since 2019 I've done a couple of trips recently to Australia, but apart from that, I haven't been back to Europe. So this will be the first time heading back over there. Since the big C. So it'll be interesting to see what it's like, and especially in our moving political climates, a bit trepidatious about how some of that might be as well.
Yes, there's a lot going on in that part of the world, and we are you don't get that kind of thing in this sort of area.
We have our own things to worry about, what's going on in our current government. But yes.
Indeed. Now you've got some other music for us. Where shall we go next?
Why don't you play something off the album? Why don't you play Racing Through the Night?
Racing Through the Night. Hell yeah.
Friends started pushing me around. Never got nothing to do with you. Yes, darling, everything's true. It's got everything to do with you. And you can be a part of it too. Yeah, you can be a part of it too.
That was actually out of my head. The system mucked up a little bit, so I played the wrong one. But we're going to play Racing Through the Night very soon. So I saw on Spotify that you did a song with Reb Fountain.
Yeah, I got her to come and sing finally on an album of mine. Beautiful voice that she's got, and really took it into a whole another atmosphere, what she brought. Yeah, that song was called... Heaven is Falling, which is a song I co-wrote with Hayley Westenra.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, wicked.
Great. And Dr. Carl Stephen wrote the strings for that.
Wow. Wow.
I know. It's really Carl Stephen. A luscious extravaganza of a song with all that crazy input.
Man. Yeah. Mm. Do you have, for your new album, is there a lot of, like strings and
yeah,
there's
strings on most of it, I think. Yeah. So a lot of it was me and Merck, who helped co-produce the album, working with Dave Kahn, and he layered up some amazing string sections as only he can.
Yeah.
And then there was three songs I asked Dr. Carl to write for. So he wrote for Don't Walk Away From Love, yep. Heaven is Falling, and Racing Through the Night.
Oh, wicked. And when you write music, you do a lot of collaborative music, but would you say you prefer one over the other, the collaboration versus doing your own thing? Or I guess they got different sort of vibes, don't they?
I can never say which I like best. Like if someone says, what's your favorite this? I just can never ever say. Yeah. I don't know why. But years ago, I was talking to Steve Abel, and he said, it's like you've got three different vessels of water. One is recording, one is live performance, and one is writing. And you're constantly tipping this water between these three vessels. They all influence each other. They all feed into each other. They all have a really weird way of relating to each other. And
yeah,
I never forgot it. It was such a great image of, you're on stage and you suddenly have ideas for writing, or you'll be in the studio and you'll suddenly realize something about what you can do live performance wise, or it just all feeds into itself, but they are still really separate elements and quite distinctively different ways to work, but obviously they have strings and things that tie them together.
Did you, because when you've previously written music, have you always thought, I can't go too crazy, I can't have a whole orchestra in there because I won't be able to play, might not be able to play live with the whole orchestra? Do you sort of hold yourself back a little bit?
I used to mainly try and do what I could play myself, and then I remember getting a guy to play pedal steel on that song of mine, You're a Loser, and it was like, oh, okay, forget it. Just get someone amazing to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that was a moment for me of realizing about working with other people. But, I mean, in terms of limiting what you do studio-wise, that's never, ever been a thing for me, because you can't have 50 of you there doing, like, one doing the egg shaker, and then another one doing another special different egg shaker. So I always treated them live and at studio, like the albums and the live performance, as really separate things.
Oh, well, let's play Racing the Night Through the Night then, because, It's off the new album. Racing Through the Night off Delaney Davidson's new album. Now, obviously, Delaney, you've sort of been in the scene the last few decades, and I was sort of wondering, obviously, these days we have Spotify, and in the old days there was no Spotify. Have you noticed much of a, well, what's the change that you've sort of noticed pre-Spotify versus Spotify now in terms of... I guess audience engagement or money making in the music industry?
It's
easier,
a hard one. I mean, this is the whole audience engagement thing, and there are positive things that happen through what Spotify actually is.
Mm.
But charging musicians to listen to a spot or to operate a Spotify account and listen to music and paying them a pittance for the music of theirs that people are listening to seems to me like one rule for some and a different rule for others. That's stupid. I reckon Spotify should give musicians a free account.
Mm.
That would be the simplest,
at least
nice, good press for themselves they could do, and would make such a difference, because it's a huge resource, right? And imagine if it's just treated as a massive music library instead of a money-making thing. So, yeah, but the main thing I notice that grinds my gears is when people come up having seen a gig and they go, I really like your music. Are you on Spotify?
Yeah, like, right.
God damn it, man. I've got a whole lot of CDs and vinyl here. Buy that. So, yeah, I'm on Spotify, but don't you want to support music? I mean, that's something I find hard to know how to react to, because people just don't know that you don't get any money from it. They just don't know. They think they're doing you a favor by
listening.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, listening is a favor, but it's so, you get so not much money at all from, you know, a listen here and a listen there. And
nothing. I mean, even this thing at the moment of introducing a 1 cent per stream as a base wage would multiply so much the amount of money that you would make as a musician from Spotify streaming. It just seems ridiculous.
Yeah,
it just comes down to the fact that it's still getting going, and the rules just aren't in place yet. And so make hay while the sun shines. You know, it's pretty foul capitalism at work.
But yeah, it's always far behind the legislation behind these things.
Yeah, and people just run with it while they can. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, and then one day there'll be another big thing that there's a loophole for, and they'll make money off that.
Often run into that,
The way the world works, eh? Oh, my gosh. Now, some other music.
Quick, before we get too political.
Yeah, oh, my God, before we get cancelled by...
Why don't you play some Lee Hazlewood to soothe us into the evening?
Sounds good. Lee Hazlewood. This is Autumn's Done Come. Is this one you've sort of grown up with?
This is when I came across, I don't know where, just listening to randomly Hazlewood stuff, and I just loved the pace and his approach to strings. I thought was beautiful.
Wicked.
Kiss all the pretty ones goodbye. Give everyone a penny that cries. You can throw all my tranquil pills away. Let my blood pressure go on its way. 'Cause my autumn's done come, my autumn's done come, done come. Let those I don't care days begin. I'm tired of holding my stomach in. No more slinky folk dolls for me. I'll take Sears and Roebuck dolls gladly. 'Cause my autumn's done come. My autumn's done come, done come. Thank you.
hang me a hammock between two big trees. Leave me alone, damn it, let me do as I please, 'cause my autumn's done come. My autumn's done come. Yeah, done come.
Beautiful song there by Lee Hazelwood, Autumn's Done Come.
Autumn's Done Come. And you were saying that he wrote a lot of music.
He wrote a lot and never initially saw himself as a singer. He saw himself mainly as a songwriter, I guess, trying to, back in the day when you wrote songs and presented them to singers. And then after demoing a few of them with that crazy voice of his, figured, ah, actually this is something, you know.
Yeah.
He did a lot of production too. Obviously, the Lee and Nancy stuff is his best known stuff.
Yeah.
Nancy Sinatra. But yeah, he worked a lot. And arrangements and stuff are always very, very unique and very Lee and very evocative landscape cinematic feeling. Yeah.
In fact, yeah, I was saying to you before, I could definitely see that in a movie. Hear that in a movie and be like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah, perfect. For whatever movie you were watching.
Yeah, it could be any kind of movie. Now, well, that's pretty much all we got time for, but, you know, your album's coming out next week, the week after.
Yeah, March 22nd. That's like next Friday, isn't it?
Next Friday, yeah.
And in April, we got the tour performing all these beautiful songs.
Wicked.
I think the tickets are going pretty well, so get in quick, folks. You can go to my website, DelaneyDavidson.com. And all the links are there to all the different shows.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. What song should we go out on, do you reckon?
Have you got one more of mine there?
Is this, I do.
Care of You.
Is please, it? Baby, please. No,
let's do Care of You.
Care of You.
This is an old song I wrote in a house hanging out in LA near Silver Lake, and was making some weird little films with some Mexican dolls and a made-up miniature city landscape, and had a break and wrote the song.
Wicked. All right, let me Care of You, is it called?
Care of You, it's called. Produced, co-produced by Mr. Mark Perkins, otherwise known as Merck.
Oh, I don't think we actually have that one loaded up. Care of You, or in the system.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Well, there's a teaser for you, folks. We're going to play Please Baby Please instead.
Please Baby Please.
Which is a song I wrote after hanging out with Anika Moa and Julia Deans and trying to figure out what has happened to me at the end of the night. What have these witches done to my soul?
Oh, wow.
It was a beautiful moment. I thought I was in love for about 4 days and didn't know who or why or what with. And then wrote some songs and the spell was dispersed, and so here you have it.
Amazing.
I was okay, and this was the song that came out of it.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming on, and good luck for you.
Thanks, and good luck with the Olympic Village in Paris 2024. Oh,
thank you. Thank you very much. This is Please Baby Please.
Tonight, and I'm looking for love. baby, over and over. Ask me if you're ever coming back again. Why don't you be my lover? Why don't you be my friend? Please, baby, please, please, baby, please. Please, 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 baby, please. Please, 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 please. Please, baby, please. Please, baby, please. Please, 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 baby, please. Please, 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 please. Please, baby, please. Please, baby, please. Please, 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 baby, please. Please, 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 please. Please, baby, please. Please, baby, please.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.